Alright, so you're on towards the bottom, Lamed Ches, Amud Aleph. You're in the wide lines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines down, no, oh, sorry, 2 lines down and 3 lines down in the very wide lines. Amarava, fifth word in Amarava. Gadol, so we've been talking about how Chazal know that the different Nevi'im were rich and how we know that they were, you know, at all the different midos that you need to have to be a leader, to be a navi. So Amar Rava, Gadol Mashenamar B'Shmuel Yosri Mashenamar B'Moshe. So we had said that by Moshe, he said that have I taken even one shorva chamor, etc. You know, from anyone, and it's very similar language by Shmuel. You know, also I never appropriated someone else's animal. Both of them, we didn't use them as the proof because maybe the reason they didn't rent someone's animals because they didn't have the money. But fine. But Amar Rava, Galdam Mashanan, Amar Shmuel, Yoshim Mashanan, Amar Moshe. But what they said by Shmuel is greater than they said by Moshe. Why? Did of Moshe, Ben Yuxiv, Lo Chamura, Chamehem Nasasi. That by Moshe it says, I didn't take, you know, any of their donkeys. Da Filu Beschar. Even, he didn't even, right, not rent it from them, okay? And when it comes to Shmuel, I feel the beratzon l'schara. But by Shmuel, he didn't even take it for rent with the person's agreement. So what's the difference between what Moshe would do without the person's consent? What does that mean? So the answer is yes. It means that there's a sense that, again, because this person's the leader of the, you know, of the whole nation, so it might be scenarios where, like, we need something, right? So I gave the example before of, you know, excuse me, sir, we need your vehicle. You know, but like, that's actually that could be a thing, right? Because when you're leading, you could do that. If you do that, you still need to pay, right? So I don't know how it works when the FBI appropriates your vehicle. I mean, it's just in movies. But you still have to pay, but it's not your choice, right? You have to give it up, and they pay you. So the point is that Moshe is basically saying, I never took someone's chamor, and I didn't, not even in a situation where I would pay them. Shmuel saying, I didn't take their animal even by paying them and even with them wanting me to, like being okay with it. Right? So it's a little even greater by Shmuel that he didn't even take the animal even with the person's choice. He wouldn't want to do so. So I think some of Farshim say, because he was, look at the Ran. I feel the Baratzon, all the way on the left side, just before it says, we talked about the Mishnah. The Zimnin Misratzu Mishum Kisufa V'lo Nichalu. Maybe sometimes if Shmuel HaNavi asks you, hey, can I borrow your chamor, what are you going to say? No. It's Shmuel HaNavi, right? You're going to say no. So maybe the reason, it's not really Ratzon. Right? Like, see, he would be hesitant to ask because if the person would say yes, he would never really know if he's telling the truth or not. He would just do it because he feels embarrassed. Feels like he has to. So fine. But the point being, never use something that belonged to anybody else. Okay. Fine. Amos. So how do I know that Amos was rich? Tichsiv vayan Amos v'yomra el amatzia lo navi anochi v'lo ben navi anochi ki boker anochi oboles shkamim. So he says, I'm not a navi, I'm not the son of a navi, but rather I'm I do something with sycamore trees. Okay? What is it? Examiner of sycamore trees? Yeah, examiner. Kim the Targum of Yosef. Yosef explains what that means. Ari Mari Giti, Anna, I'm a owner of animals or something, right? Vishakmin Li Bishiflasan. I own a lot of sycamores by the shore or something. So the point being, you see that what Amos was saying is that he owns a lot of property. Right? So you see, so again also that Amos was rich. Yonah, how do I know Yonah was rich? This is probably the drasha we know the best. The Vaitin Schara. By Yerid, but he goes into the boat and he pays for it, right? For Amr Yochanan, Shanasan Schara shall svin akula, because the language Vayitin Schara should be, that's a funny language. It should be like whatever language should be, but you know he paid for his Vayitin Schara. He paid his ticket. Vayitin Schara means he paid for the whole boat, right? So literally, he paid the price of the entire boat to get to that boat. He wanted the boat to leave so fast that he paid the tickets of all the potential passengers. Shenasin schara shal svina kula, and Amr Romanus schara shal svina havya dalit alafim dinari dahava. So it was 4,000 gold coins to pay for the boat. So clearly Yonah was rich, because that's how else was he able to afford such a thing. Amar Yochanan, b'tchila haya Moshe lama Torah mishkacha. So just one last point, we're talking already about Moshe Rabbeinu learning the Torah, how he learned the Torah, what he was given, etc. So it just points out that Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, would originally learn the Torah, then he would forget until the Torah was eventually given to him by Matana. And I think one of the pasuk says, "Vayitain al Moshe kichalasol the berita." I mean, they're finished. What did he do? Hashem gave it to him. So really, the pasuk pshat means he gave him the luchos. But the point being that he gave him as a matana after it was all done. Why? Because for 40 days and 40 nights without sleeping itself is impossible. What's also impossible is to learn the entire Torah in 40 days and 40 nights. So of course he forgot it. It was just so much. It was like such an information overload. He would learn some of it, but he would forget it. It's so hard to possibly retain all that information. So at the end of the day, it was basically a nes that Hashem gave it to him as a gift, the ability to maintain all of the information he had learned in those 40 days and 40 nights. Okay. Next Mishnah. So now again, we're back to the people who take Nidarim not to get benefit or give benefit from people, and what are you allowed to still do? Right? Even in a situation where you take your Mudar Hana, what are you still allowed to do? So says the Mishnah, Vizan es Ishtov es Banov. Afapi Shehu Chai B'Mizonosa. So one, well, soon the Pshat means that if I took a Neder not to give benefit to Reuven, I'm still allowed to finance Reuven's wife and children, even though Reuven is the one who's supposed to pay for them, obviously. Right? So that you'd think, because what's the Havmina? The Havmina would be that's benefiting him. He has to pay, if someone says, no problem, I'll buy all the stuff your kids need for camp. I don't know, that's a benefit for me, right? That's something I'm supposed to pay. Right? So the Lechara seems like a benefit. So the point is, the Chiddush is that even though the father, the husband, is the one who's supposed to pay for the child, for his wife. Nevertheless, the Mudar Hana is allowed to pay for it. V'lo yazun es behemto, bein tamei bein tahor, and you're not allowed to, but you're not allowed to pay for the food for the person's animal, whether the animal is a tamei animal, meaning a non-kosher animal, whether it's a tahor animal, whether it's a kosher animal. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zan es a temeya, ve'eno zan es a tahor. Rabbi says, actually, you can fund the food of the non-kosher animal, but not the kosher animal. So amrlo, ma bein temeya le tahor. The guy owns both. He has to feed both his animals. So what's the difference? So amrlohu, she'a tahora nafsha l'shamayim v'gufa shalom. V'temeya nafsha v'gufa l'shamayim. He says, I'll tell you why. Because when it comes to a behemah tahora, so the nefesh, that belongs to Hashem, in a certain sense, but the guf, that belongs to the person, meaning the animal dies, the animal's killed the correct way, so then the owner can eat the animal, right? So presumably the point being, if you feed that animal gets fatter, healthier, and now the person's going to benefit from it when he shechs it, he wants to eat it. But a behemah tameya, which is, it's guf is also l'shamayim, because the owner can't eat it, so therefore, you're not getting as much of a benefit. So amalo aftameya dafshal shemaim v'gufa shalom. What do you mean? That's not true. Even a behemah tameya, the guf is shalom. It belongs to the owner. Why? Shem yitzah harehu mochar lo ovdi kolchavim or machil leklavim, because he can still get benefit from the guf of the animal. He can sell it to a non-Jew who can eat it. So he'll sell it, and the non-Jew will pay for it, or he can use it as food for his dogs, etc. So that's the machlokas there. Is the fact that you're going to eat it make a difference, or is it no? The fact that as long as it can be eaten by somebody, so then the fact that the other person is fattening it up is itself a benefit that you gain. Fine. So take a look. Look at Zanis Ishtov Espanov. Look at the Ran. You're going to see two different pshatim here. The Ran writes, Zanis Ishtov Espanov, Afilo Kira Banan, Asya, the Betor, this is, it could be it's not in Machlokas, in a certain sense, the Betoras Mitzvah Skina. Because why is he paying the money? It's like a Torah's Mitzvah. Below Betoras Piron, Shabal, Shechayad Mizunosehim. Because he's just doing it as a Mitzvah, but not as a husband who's required to pay. But afagav that mudar mishani, even though the mudar is giving benefit, she'enot tzarech la'aseis lahem mizonos, Hahi hana de memelehi. It's a hana de memele. It's not the same type of hana. I mean, you're not giving benefit, direct benefit, I guess, to the you know, father and husband. The father and husband's getting an indirect benefit. Okay. And take a look at the Mefarish, who says a little bit different pshat. Shemudar chay b'mizonosan kevan dalav lepetume avidan v'day lehen. So even though the mudar na it has to pay is the one who's supposed to be paying for them, right, the father of the husband. But since when he feeds them, what is it not happening? Lav lepetume avidan. The petume means to fatten them up, like an animal, right? So if you're just if you're feeding the wife and the children, that's not for the purpose of like you know, chalila, make it this lahavda, right? By an animal, you found the animal so that when you shakht it, you can eat it, right? So it's a big animal. That's not true, obviously, when you're feeding your family. That's just for their, for them to get, you know, whatever they need. But it's not to actually, you know, to make like by an animal. But da'i lahen b'mayashu mefarnasan lav hana meruba avidlay. So it's not a real hana. Right? It's a different type of hana. It's not a direct hana in that way. Fine. But just that one is interesting. But fine. But now flip the page. Let's look at the Gemara. Okay. And by the way, if that's true, just look at the Ran. Sorry, on the top of Lama Chesim Beis. I'll even tell this first one. Lama Chesim Beis. About Tamea Nafsha Vegufa L'Shamayim. There's this distinction between different types of animals. So the Tamea is Nafsha Vegufa L'Shamayim. Why? She'ein lo ba heter achil. He can't eat it. V'nimsa she'eino nehenem b'petuma. And if that's true, then the owner's not really getting benefit from the fattening up of the animal. Right? So it's very, we're talking about like a very, very direct benefit, right? Very direct, that the animal's actually getting fatter so that when you shecht it, you can actually eat, you'll get more from the animal in a sense. Fine, so what about the fact that it's, you could sell it? Shim yirtza harei zeh mochel ovikavim she'ochlan, she'ochlan osa, ukushi mefutemes, lochen osa b'yoser, right? If it's fatter, you're going to pay more for it. O ma'achil l'klavim, or you can give it to your dogs. And therefore, you're getting actual benefit from the fattening of the animal. Fine, but the point being that feeding an animal, which makes it fatter and rather more valuable in terms of eating it, so that seems like it's a much more direct benefit of the feeding than simply keeping it, you know, with proper nutrients, you know, that, you know, etc. Okay. Fine. Says Gemara. Amr of Yitzchak bar Chananya, Amr of Huna, Hamudar hana mechavero, mutar lahasi lo bito. Person who took neder not to benefit his friend is allowed to marry off his daughter to him. So I took a neder, Reuven, I'm not giving you any benefit. You can't, a neder that you can't take any benefit, you can't get any benefit from me. And then someone says, well, maybe you want to make a shidduch with your daughter and with Reuven. So I'm allowed to marry off my daughter to Reuven, even though you think that's a pretty significant benefit. He gets to marry your daughter. Okay. So Havi Bari Bizera, but my skin is, Reuven says, well, hold on a second. What is the situation here? What are we talking about? Avi Kala Asur Alachasin. If we say a mudar hanami chavera means that the father of the daughter, right, is that the chasin is forbidden to get benefit from the Avi Kala. Right? I mean, that the example I gave, right? So I'm the one who says he can't get benefit from me, and then I give him my daughter, right? So if that's the case, so not PC, right? But the point is, if you give him his daughter, that's a tremendous benefit. Now he has a woman in the house to take care of him and to take care of all of his needs, to cook for him and clean his house, etc., to be the head of his household. That's a huge benefit. So how can that possibly be? So how would that be mutter? So Ella kishenichse chasan asur na avi akala. No, so the case must be the opposite, where Reuven has said to me, right, you can't get benefit from me, and I go ahead and let him marry my daughter, right? So what would be the havamina? The havamina be that now he's going to take care of her, right? And that's been my response. But take a look at the Mefarish. Ella. Harei Moshe lo shivcha l'shamsho, va'amai mutter, right? He's now given the shivcha take care of her, take care of him. So how could that be mutter? Or wait, what's the opposite? Al b'shadich se chasen asurna itzal avi akala. No, so it must be where the nechasim of the chasen are forbidden to the father of the kala. Va'afa bisha chasen min hanho shezan is bita. Right. So now the opposite direction. So the chasen is giving benefit to the father. Why? Because he is taking care of the daughter. Right. Now he'll take care of all the things she needs financially. Afilu hachi masilos bita. So the chiddush is that even so, he's allowed to marry her. Someone push the thing for that person. Fine. So that's the chiddush at this point. Fine. So the Gemara is not happy with this. This is a problem. It says the Gemara, Gedol Mizu. They said a Gedol Mizu that what? Zanis Ishto, Vezbanov, Va'afa Bishu Chai Bevizanosan, Va'at Amris Mutal Hasilo Bito. The chiddush is, right, that I'm allowed to marry off my daughter to somebody who said I can't get benefit from them. Well, you already told me that if I'm not allowed to get benefit from him, he can finance my wife and my children. Right? You already told me that. That's an even bigger deal, right? And now you're going to tell me a chiddush, and also he can marry my daughter. That's why is that a chiddush? It's not a chiddush. You already told me that he can finance the whole family. So that's not a chiddush. So that can't be the case. So that can't be the answer. So the olam b'shenichse avi kala asurun ala chasan uvebito bogeres umidaita. So what's the case? The case is where the father has said that Reuven, you can't get benefit from me. And then what happens? Reuven gets engaged or gets married to, should be married, gets married to that guy's daughter. What about the fact that, you know, what about the fact that he's now going to take care of all of her, sorry, that he's getting a benefit from the father because now he has a wife and she'll take care of everything that he needs. What about that? So the answer is, Bito Bogera, she's an adult, right? Ubedaita, and she agrees. So if she's an adult, has the father given a benefit? Meaning, yes, don't get me wrong. If you're going to get married to a woman, you have to ask the father, you know, in theory, she has the father's permission, right? But officially, you don't have to. And officially, he doesn't have to sign off on it. And then the day, she's an adult. She can marry whoever she wants to. So if she agrees to marry him, so that's not a benefit the father is giving to the father's giving to the son, to this guy, and therefore there's nothing. That's why he's permitted to marry. Fine. Take a look. La'olam, look at the mefarish. La'olam b'shenichse avi kala hasurin ala chasan. Says the mefarish. V'dika'amris hare mosel or shivcha l'shamsho. What about the fact that now you're giving him a woman who can take care of him. Taris bebito bageres askina. Right, when she's an adult, she achal asio because he can marry himself. Umidas atzma and on her own account, right, her own, you know, she can decide herself. Dehove eno masi ella midas atzma lav hana dekamahani. He's not giving her. The father is not giving him any benefit. Ihu ella hanas ella hanam uetes. He's only giving him a small amount of hana. Could argue he's not giving any hana at all because again it's not coming from the father. Okay, fine. Go back to the Gemara. Tana nami hachi, hamuda hanoa mechavero asur lahasilo bito ava masio bito bogeres umidaita. So this is a brayso that says exactly this point, that a person who takes a nether not to give someone benefit, he's forbidden to marry off his younger daughter, right? A daughter who's a katana, he's not allowed to marry her off. That would not be okay because again, that's just a gift. Right, in that sense, Avamasio Bito Bogeres Umidaita. He's allowed to marry off his adult daughter if it's her decision she wants to marry him. That's permissible because, again, he's not in the end of the day, the father's not really giving him a benefit. And you can understand why at least we need to teach it. Because it does seem like that, right? The father's there. He walks you down the aisle, he pays the wedding, whatever. You know, it doesn't say he pays for the wedding, it just says they get married. It's a different challenge to pay for the wedding. Yeah, that's a good question. But fine. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yaakov. Hamadir beno l'talmud Torah. Mutar l'malos lo chavis shamayim u'lahalik lo asener. If a person takes a neder that his son shall learn. Let's see what this means. It's permissible for the son to fill up for him a barrel of water and to light him a candle. So what does it mean, madir beno l'talmud Torah? Take a look at the Ran, three lines down in the wide lines. Hamadir es beno l'talmud Torah. Ha'av hidiro shlo yahane aviv mimenu kedei shlo yispalta mitam Torah. Okay, so the father takes a neder, and the father's neder is, I don't want you, he goes, I want you to learn, be in yeshiva. And I don't want you to take care of my physical needs, even though you have a chiyav kibra ve'im. I'm taking a neder that I don't want to get benefit from you. And that way, you'll just keep learning, you won't have to come and give me a ride and take me to the doctor. Learn and don't take care of me. Fine. So that's the neder the father takes. The question is, when the father takes a neder like that, is the son allowed to do some type of small benefits for him anyways? So, muta haben lamalos la'aviv chavish shamayim la'hadik lo'as aner. Why? Why can he do these things? The mistama mimile zutre ki honey the lake behu bitol nimatara lo adre. So he's like, can you light a candle for me? How long does that take? It takes a millisecond. It's not a bit of Torah from the fact that he's not going to lose so much time of his learning. Can you fill me a cup of water? And these are not difficult things to do. So he meant, you know, I don't want you coming, you're driving from whatever, from Baltimore to Teaneck. That's going to take you, you know, 4 hours to drive. That I don't want you to do. So the example is, but something small, that's not something that would bother. By the way, this isn't saying that, as most of the cases have been done, it's not saying the father should take such a nether, right? This is just saying what happens if he does. That should be clear. Right, many of the cases of nedarim, all of them, for the most part, are nedarim. You're not supposed to make nedarim. So we shouldn't learn from this gemara that's not the right thing to do. It's just that what if you did? Fine. Keep going in the gemara. Rav Yitzchak Amar l'tzalos lo dag katan. He's allowed to fry, to roast him a small fish. Again, something a small act of hana. I'm Rav Yirmiyah by Rav Yochanan hamuder hana mechaver mutul lahashko so kos shel shalom. Rav Yirmiyah says, name of Yochanan, the person takes a neder from his friend at all. This isn't just the case of the son to Talmud Torah. Even so, the friend's allowed to give him to drink the kos shel shalom. What is the kos shel shalom? Take a look at the Ran, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in the bottom. Mutal lashkos or kos shel shalom. Klomar mutal deshamsho bekos shel beis avil. There was apparently a minog. You'd give the avel something to drink. You'd give him a cup of wine or something. So you can give, even if the person took a neder, not get better from you, you can give him the kosher base avel. Inami in the Gemara, they talk about b'marava amre kosher base hamerchatz. So in Eretz Yisrael, they said it's a kosher base hamerchatz. What does that mean? Inami says the Ran, shal base hamerchatz meish darke shalom shayadarka mekach. It was normal that after a person would leave the base hamerchatz, they'd give them something to drink. It was considered a healthy thing. And if you go to the base of Merchatz, you drink something after you leave. So again, it's a small benefit. Fine. And just continuing the run, umihu dafka da have high kosh shal mudar de la shamsho bikagon ze bivad. Only these types of cases. Why? Bikagon ze bivad iti redu mid idach. That matters b'no Talmud Torah. It's similar to the case of the matter b'no Talmud Torah. She'tiru leben lemalos la'aviv mayim mishal av. Why do the two put together? Because they're both cases where a person takes a neder not to get hana from a person. So they give them these very small, inconsequential, not very significant types of hana. Okay. Continue the mission of Aliyah Zunes Bahamto Bein Tameh Bein Tameh. Right? So we all talk about this question of not feeding the person's animal, whether it's Tameh, whether it's Tar, or maybe only if it's Tar, towards a problem of its tomatoes. Okay? So Tani Yoshua Ish Uza Omer. Yoshua Ish Uza said, Zan Avadav Vishiv Chosav Hakananim. He's allowed to, again, give food to the other person's Avadim and Shvachos, if they're not Jewish. Okay? Veloyazun Esbehemto Bentimea Bento. But you shouldn't feed the animals. Tara Eretame. What? Why could he feed the people and not feed the animals? My time, avada v'shifchosav hakananim lemin charusa avidan, behema lebetuma avidan. Because it's very simple. Because the avadim and shvachos are there to do work, right? So Rashi says the mifarish says lemin charusa avidan letzorech avoda asuin velovit lehis patim. What do you have slaves for? You have slaves to do work for you, servants to work for you. Animals are to get fattened. Right, and again, to be eaten, same thing. So since, again, we're talking about a very, very direct benefit, that the food makes the animal able, fatter, so it can be eaten. So that's going to apply only to an animal, and it's not going to apply to an eved or a shifra. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up next week.